I was investing just a little bit of time in prayer and in the Word, and I felt this prayer slash sigh arise within me, free the fire in me. And as soon as I prayed that, I felt the pleasure of the Lord, if you will, because Jesus said, I have come to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. You know, the Old Testament prophet Malachi said that Jesus would come as a refiner's fire. What does this fire do? Well, it cleanses and it purifies. It burns off everything that is non-kingdom in your life and in your world over time. It burns off all of those things that are not the highest design for your life. You know, the scripture says that God is a consuming fire, and the psalmist said that mountains melt at the presence of the Lord. Those big mountains in your life that are obstructing and hindering you in some way, they melt at the presence of the Lord. It's the zeal of God. It's the fire of God that performs His highest design for your life. Think about it today. Maybe take some time to get before the Lord in the Word and in prayer and ask for the fire to be freed in and through you.